Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. LaWanna, and this is A Touch From Above. Hallelujah. Our God is so awesome and so amazing. I'm telling you, I'm really excited all that God is doing. We've had the last couple days with Daniel R.C. and Pastor Jill. What a joy that was. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to those, please go back or you can log on to our website. I'll have those up on our website real soon. And you can listen to, there's four different days of powerful sharing of his testimony. He's going to be speaking also at our conference. We have a conference every June up at the Prayer Mount. It's a free conference. It's awesome. Come on out. Three awesome days. It's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. And you'll have to log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. Click on the church, and then it'll take you right to the conference, and it'll give you all the information that you need. It's called Mountain Moving Faith. And on that note, guess what I'm talking about today? Seeing with the eyes of faith. You know, don't quit. So many people quit before they even receive the divine blessing. And you and I have to know, you know, when you're going through a trial of any kind, you have to learn to see with the eyes of faith. Faith that God is able. And it's so important to your walk in Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, reading in verse 21, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." And Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." And the woman came and knelt down before Jesus. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And your daughter was healed. And her daughter was healed that moment. Can I tell you that God moves by faith? So many people quit. You know, maybe you're struggling through something. Don't quit. Look through the eyes of faith. Faith is so important to God. You know, he even made it one of the pieces of armor in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. He said, "Take the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." You see, the flaming arrows of the devil, fear, doubt, unbelief, temptation, they're always there. But if you don't take that shield of faith and you don't get that faith down into your heart and you don't begin to look with the eyes of faith, you know what? You'll crumble the first time, bing, that arrow is thrown at you. You see, when you come to Jesus, how do you come to Jesus? You come to Jesus by faith. How? You believed. "I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I believe that if I repent of my sins and turn from my wicked ways, that Jesus will come and heal my broken heart and restore my life. I believe." Well, that's, you know, what size was your faith when you first believed? Many of us, the faith was small. It was tiny. Well, guess what God's word says? Faith the size of a mustard seed will grow. You know, you heard the word of God that sometimes something happens to your heart. You wept. You know, you just got up. You walked to an altar to ask Jesus, whom you could not see nor whom you really did not even know. You didn't know much about him. You asked him to come and live in your heart and save your soul from sin. You didn't ask any questions. You just knew something was drawing you. The Holy Spirit was drawing you to an altar of repentance. You just knew something happened in your heart. Paul, who first No, who was first known as Saul. You know, he's amazing. You know, before he was changed to Paul, he used to kill the Christians. He caused so many Christians to suffer. And now he shares how Jesus told him personally as he was testifying to King Agrippa. Now here he is. There's a transformation. What happened to him? Faith. Faith entered into the heart of Saul. And Saul was changed not only from the inside, but now his name is even changed from Saul to Paul. And now here you have him who was, you got to understand who Saul was. He was a high official. He was educated amongst the highest education of the Jews. He knew the Greek and the Hebrew. He also knew all the languages that they spoke. He knew everything. He was smart. He was brilliant. He was a man of authority. He could go to the government and say, give me papers. I'll get these Christians out of the way. I'll kill them. And guess what? They gave him written permission to go out, gather the Christians, men, wives, children, and have them all killed. And now there's a transformation that happens in Saul's life. He becomes born again by faith, that little seed of faith. And all of a sudden, he's changed. And now here he is standing before the high officials. And let's see what his remark is. I love it. Acts chapter 26, reading in verse 16. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I will reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Did you hear that? This was the calling of now Saul. Saul, one touch from the master's hand is all you need. I'm telling you, I never went to church. I wasn't raised in church. I didn't have religion growing up. We were straight heathen. I didn't know the Bible. I didn't know one end of it from another. But boy, when I went to that altar of repentance 43 years ago, I went to that altar. I knew without a shadow of a doubt. I didn't know the word of God. I didn't understand. I didn't know the word testimony. I didn't understand the blood of Jesus. All I did was went to that altar, repented, and I meant it with all my heart. When I got up off of that altar, something happened. I cannot even explain it. Sanctified by faith. You see, the more you trust and believe Jesus and his word, oh, you become more and more and more sanctified through the word. Oh my goodness, your unbelief is your enemy. Are you listening to me? Don't walk in unbelief. You know, the woman that came to Jesus, oh my goodness, there's so many that faith moves mountains. You maybe in a situation today, you know, there are so many heartaches out there. And, you know, you're surrounded in a crowd and there's a heartache. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe your family's a mess. Maybe finances have fallen apart. Maybe you lost your job. You know, maybe the doctor's giving you a bad report. You're trying to get it together. Your car breaks down. The heater breaks down. The tire has a flat and, you know, you break your phone and, you know, just it seems like one thing after another. You know what? You need to see with the eyes of faith. Let me read you a scripture in Matthew chapter 17 in verse 20. It says, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and he knelt down before him. Lord, have mercy on my son. He said, he has seizures and he's suffering greatly and he falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put now? Now, when he's speaking, he's not speaking to the man that's on his knees. He He's speaking to his disciples. Please understand that. How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that very moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" And Jesus replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible. Nothing will be impossible for you." You see, that father had a measure of faith that he believed that God would set his son free. He went to the disciples, but the disciples couldn't do anything. Why? Because they didn't have the faith. Well, okay, you know, sometimes you go to a church and somebody says, "You know, I'm really sick," and the pastor just looks at you like, "Oh, really? Oh, too bad. Oh, sorry to hear that. Oh, I heard about that report." Well, what's happening? He doesn't have faith to believe God to heal you? Why don't he get the oil and lay hands on you? Cast that demon of infirmity out of you. You see, the disciples could not because they had very little faith. How little? How little do you need? The size of a mustard seed. That's very small. God's word tells us that you and I have to live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 says, "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." Why? Faith is so powerful. Faith moves mountains. Faith believes God. Faith sees when others can't. You know, Romans chapter 1 verse 15 says, "So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'The just shall live by faith.'" You see, the more you grow in your faith, the more you grow in God's word, the more you will change your world, and you can change the world around you. Faith is so powerful that God left you and I a record of the power of faith. Isn't that awesome? When you read this Bible, you see the power of faith. I love when the scripture says, and Elijah went up to the mountain and the wicked were coming after him. And Elijah went up to the mountain. And you know what Elijah did? You know, here is the wicked king that says, "Go get Elijah." And they went after Elijah, but Elijah was up on the mountain. And Elijah's sitting on the mountain and the soldiers, "Elijah, come down here." 50 of them. 50 of them, "Come down here, Elijah." And Elijah goes, "If I be a man of God, then let fire come down." And guess what? Fire came out of heaven and consumed all 50 of them. You know what? The second crowd of 50 comes, the second crowd of 50 soldiers. You can imagine, these guys are warriors. This is one man, one prophet, one man who fears God but has faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith can move mountains. And Elijah's sitting on the hill, and the second group of troops come. And these soldiers come, and Elijah, "Come down from the mountain," you know, in their arrogance and in their pride. And Elijah goes, "If I be a man of God, then let fire come down." Fire came right out of heaven. Toast, crispy critters. There they were, walking in the ashes of the first 50, now the second 50. Can you imagine all those skeletons? Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine. And then the king said, "Send another troop." But guess what happened to the third group? They came with a little bit more humility. "Elijah, please, please don't call fire down. Elijah, please come down." Why? You see, when you get that faith inside of you, you know, people, they don't understand that faith. When you get that faith of God inside of you, something happens supernatural. It's miraculous. I can't even explain it to you. It's something that happens inside. God does something inside of you. When you understand the power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you, Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit. Do you know how come people don't believe in the Holy Spirit today? Because they don't have faith. They don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because they don't have faith. Well, the Bible tells you and I all through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you read that Bible and you have a green color crayon, a lime color green, and you read through your Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and everywhere it says Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, color it. Color it in your Bible. Just color that word. You will be surprised how many places Jesus is speaking about the Holy Spirit. Why is he speaking about the Holy Spirit? Because we need the Holy Spirit to do the work of God and to move by faith. All through the Word of God, it's so powerful, so powerful. In just John chapter 1, reading in verse 33, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, now this is so powerful. He said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. You know, he's talking about John. And then another scripture in the book of John chapter 3, reading in verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, capital S, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Do you understand how important it is to have the Holy Spirit? And John chapter 4, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. What is he talking about? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, what else did he say? He said in John chapter 4, verse 23, I'm telling you, all through the Word of God, you can find the Holy Spirit. God is Spirit, and to those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. How come people have no faith today? Well, because they have ignored the Holy Spirit. All right, let me read you one more. John chapter 7, reading in verse 37. On that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. You see, God gave you and I a promise that the Holy Spirit would cause a power to dwell within you and I that would cause you and I to be different than just religion. Jesus is not about religion. Mankind wants to have a form of religion. No, 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 Jesus said in John chapter 14, oh my gosh, this is so awesome, in verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you, he's talking about us, another helper. Notice there's a capital H on that, and he, at capital H, may, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. Who's him? The Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Quit ignoring him. He's not any less than God the Father, God the Son. No, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. In you. Another time, Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I say to you. People say, how in the world do you know the Bible? Well, because I read the Word and I pray in the Spirit. Why? Because Acts 1:8 says what? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. We need the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher. He's the comforter. He's the helper. He's the purifier. He's oil. He's fire. He purges. He cleanses. He waters us. He washes. He gives us wisdom. We need the helper. But when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father. Do you understand? I think about this. I don't know about you, but I was in track and field in school. Did you ever do the relay where you carried the baton and you have a team and you run, 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 and you get to the next person, you pass the baton, poof, and then the next runner takes the baton, you hope they don't drop it, and they run, and then boom, the next one, you take the baton, your third team, your third runner is your fast runner, here, grab the baton, and they grab the baton, you hope they don't drop it, and they run that last part of the mile, run, 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 run. I think about God the Father in heaven, and this is just my own analogy. God the Father in heaven says, you know what, I love mankind, I created them in my image. Adam and Eve, they blew it. You know what? Let's make a redemption plan. You know what? Jesus, I'm going to send you down and you're going to die on the cross. You're going to be the Lamb of God because we need a pure sacrifice. Mankind has defiled himself and you're the only one. You're going to go down, not born of a man. You're going to be born of the Holy Spirit to a virgin who is clean and holy, and you're going to be born. And then guess what, Jesus? After you rise from the dead, you're going to come up to me. And guess what? We're going to pass that baton. Here, Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to come down in the book of Acts. Oh, my goodness, the book of Acts, chapter 2. And they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it came upon all of them. How many? 120 in the book of Acts, chapter 2. They were all in one accord in one place when suddenly there was a sound that came from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and the fire came down out of heaven, and cloven tongues of fire came down upon them, and then went inside of them, and they begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Why? Because Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Jesus needs the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. So why are you fighting against the Word? No wonder you don't have no faith, you faithless little generation. The faith comes by the power of God's Word and by faith, by the Word. When you see what God does, you got to put on your Holy Ghost glasses. Oh, he says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me. You see, the Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. Some people, no wonder people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. They make the Holy Spirit look like an idiot. You know, they fall down on the ground, bark and laugh and do all that. Stop it. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's your flesh. Get your flesh in control. The Holy Spirit always gives glory to Jesus. Always. And the Holy Spirit never takes the place of Jesus. He is the power from on high. He is what we need to make impact on a dark and a dying world that needs Jesus. Jesus said what? I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. Why? So that we can become witnesses to all nations. We need that Holy Ghost power to preach the Word. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Amen. You see, the Holy Spirit wants to help you walk in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And those that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Stop going to a dead service and get the Holy Ghost. Come on up to the prayer mountain and get filled with the Holy Spirit and the Word. I love you. Jesus loves you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God. Oh.